Shapley. This is Shea, and I want to thank you for joining us in this moment. We are here to connect to the next and making peace with that next. As I refer to that word next, meaning what is after here when you leave this body. And it's an ongoing discussion that we will continue to explore, and my hope and intent is to make everyone more and more comfortable with the aspect that at some point in time we're all going to depart from this reality. And if we take some time, because it's a guarantee, it's not a guarantee that we're all going to have the same thing for supper, it's not a guarantee that we're all going to have a good night's sleep, it's not a guarantee that we're all going to wake up tomorrow morning. However, it is a guarantee that we will all leave this body, and that is through the passage of death. That passage is so sacred and so beautiful. However, we don't spend a lot of time preparing for it. We avoid it. We don't want to potentially spend a lot of energy there because it seems like it's dark and there's a lot of emotions involved, and of course they are. However, if we prepare ahead of time in the aspect of what it's going to be like for ourselves, because we would be the one departing, that way you can think about, how do I want that to be? What is that like? How can I explore that and contemplate it and see what that means and see what comes up when I start to contemplate that aspect of leaving this life? And you'll start to notice what you're attached to. You'll start to notice where your fears are, where you don't want to move on. And if you can approach it from that standpoint and not so much think about the other people that you love leaving. When those people leave, of course there are emotions and there's a passage of healing. However, I can assure you that the more time you spend contemplating your own passage, you'll become more and more comfortable with that transition for self and others. So what I would love for us to do today is we're going to go through a couple music sequences so you can deepen that thought. So the first sequence, we're going to connect just with the contemplation of how you would like to transition. If you could write the script, how would you like to leave this life? Meaning in your sleep, in a dramatic fashion, how would you like to leave? In wellness, in sickness? Think about it and see what comes up. If you were writing the script, how would you like to go? And allow yourself to be light with it. We are going to listen to the song Sera by Abele Kisoko and Volker Gotez from Putumayo Presents Yoga. It's a beautiful compilation. They put out really nice compilations from all over the world. As you're listening to this music, just allow yourself to think about that transition, how you would like the end in this lifetime to feel, look, and be. And then we'll come back, and then we're going to talk a little bit about that, and then we're going to go into the next step with another music bed. Just simply follow the breath from the heart to the mind's eye. Use the imagination to imagine what you would like it to be if you could write it. And if right now you are facing your mortality, see if you can connect to what you're facing, and potentially if this is your time to exit, what you would like it to look like. So this will help us make decisions on, guess what, how we want to live our life. So take a deep breath in and out. Follow that breath from the heart to the mind's eye, and we'll come back after this segment.
yalinati kunolutita.
Now just gently bringing the breath and your awareness back to here. And hopefully during that segment, you were able to start imagining how you would like it to be. You could start imagining the moment in your life. You could start imagining what it feels like, what it looks like, and not to become attached. So whatever was coming to you, start letting it go. And if you had fears, notice what they are and make a note, actually physically make a note to start examining that and see how you can bring peace to that. Two things that are really important as we start to contemplate the next and making peace with it. When we authentically notice what we're afraid of, and it might not even be when you're in these moments to really take the time to think about it. It might be an everyday situation where you see a spider and you totally become scared and have a physiological response and maybe run away and make noises. That's something to think about, just because the more peaceful you are with all things, that way you can be still in this transition and feel safe and clear and with a deep knowing in your entire being. So as you become aware of how you would like it to be, always just release it. Allow yourself to keep revisiting it and keep feeling into it, because it'll morph, it'll shape, it'll grow, you'll get clarity. You'll understand that sometimes your visions are led by those fears, those wanting to control something. And the more you surrender, you'll start to get to a deeper truth about that departure point. And also, if, for instance, you want to have a peaceful in sleep, in wellness, or knowing with your passage, that's wonderful. Then, with this segment, what we're going to do is we're going to reflect, does our lifestyle support how we want that departure to be? And if not, that's where you're going to start to get some cues where you can have ways to start adjusting things and refining things in your life so you can mindfully lead yourself to that next, and in hopes that you will have that peaceful departure that you wish. And remember, there are no guarantees about the how. There are no guarantees about the when. We just know that it is going to occur for all of us. What will effortlessly occur, I can assure you, bit by bit, is that you will peel back these layers and understand the true nature of this passage if you take the time to examine it. So, during this next segment, the practice here will be, first we practice how you'd like to depart. This segment, we're going to be listening to Pacific Surf, these echoes of nature, is to really think, does my life mirror getting to there? So, for example, if you want to run a marathon, are you training to run 26.2 miles? Or are you just going to go out there and do it and see what happens? If you do the first, you train for the marathon, it's going to be much more comfortable. You're going to go through the race. It will be what it's going to be, but you'll be more prepared for that race, and you'll meet it on that day and see what unfolds. The same, if you don't prepare, you're going to meet it on that day, and you're going to see what unfolds, but they're going to be two very different experiences because of the simple nature that not preparing the body to run 26.2 miles is going to have a deeper toll just on the biology alone than it would if you prepared properly. So this is how we can be mindful of how we want to live our life up until this point. So as you're listening to this segment, just take a moment and say, wow, I would like to leave in wellness. Am I living a well lifestyle? Am I taking care of my body? Am I doing the things that I want to leave as an impression when I go on to next? Will I feel good about that? Or, you know what, I'm reckless, and I want to be reckless the rest of my life. And if you do, that's okay. Just honor and know that, and know that who knows what will happen. You might have the peaceful departure. But just to really reflect and mirror and bring into congruency where you want to go and to see if it can be in harmony. So just mindfully in your mind's eye imagine, does my life mirror the potential departure point that I would like to leave? If you're wanting to leave in wellness and you live a reckless life, the potentiality is you could leave in complete wellness. There are those stories. And there is a potentiality greater than the person that did not, that you might leave in another fashion. So it's just, you know, it's a roll of the dice, right? So as you connect a little bit deeper, think about, does my lifestyle mirror the way of passage? If you don't really want to have dis-ease, how can you ensure that by living a well life, meaning taking care of your mind, body, and spirit? So just go ahead and take some deep breaths, breathing in and out, and then imagine that mirror and see where you want it to be. See what's revealed. And then we'll come back and we're going to go through one more round. gently breathing in and out and bringing it back to here again. And hopefully in that segment you were able to start to connect to the mirrors how ideally you would like to live your lifestyle, and maybe how you are now, or you're living it in that manner but you would like to refine it further. So with that being said, you can continue just to contemplate and connect to here and think about that lead up to the exit. Sit and contemplate, does my lifestyle support that exit? And this is where you start to bring that alignment in. So the simple practice after this segment is just to start imagining the exit point and imagining the lifestyle, and are they in congruency? Notice where you have your fears, where you have your addictions, afflictions, and all those things, and your dis-ease are the things to start making peace with, start clearing. And this is only going to make your departure feel more at ease. Imagine a time in your life where maybe you had apprehension or fear about doing something, and once you were prepared, you felt a lot better, a lot more comfortable. This is why I'm so inspired to continue to talk about the subject matter. And we're going to leave it at that for right now. What we're going to do is we're going to exit out with Orion by Elisaveta. And this is a beautiful way to do that. That can bring the levity into the departure, and meaning that it doesn't have to scare you. It doesn't have to be fearful. It can be a time of just complete freedom, and being prepared for the next is one of the biggest gifts you can give yourself, I feel, in this lifetime and many lifetimes to come. Until next time, this is she signing out with a deep bow, a soft gaze, a full heart, and a namaste. Did you know? Ooh, yeah. Your silence is a question to what I couldn't say. I see it in your tension. I wanna kiss you, but I let it slip away. I know I never told you, I should have done it then. I could have tried to hold you, 'cause I needed you. Instead I turned and ran. Did you know that I was dark? Did you know that I was waiting for my ride? The constellation of Orion. Did you know? So bright that night. What did you know that I was fading? Maybe I was hanging on to find you'd be there to save me. If I ever fell behind. If you knew that
of Orion.